Hi, this is Mike.
Hey there, this is Dave.
Hello, this is Short.
And hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to the Empty Spiral podcast, the official podcast of the Lacuna Core community. We are up to episode 167 of this podcast,
That's about how old I feel.
which is, yes, it's about half the age of which I feel at the moment. So, yes, we started, it's now January. Obviously, that's the day. Sorry, the month of the year that's got about 1,000 days to it, because it feels like it never ends, right? Before we go into the more regular length months. And we are, as we record this, we're less than a month away from the release of Sleepless Empire, the next Lacuna Coil album. We're all, I'm sure, excited to receive our greasy little mitts on the various different versions that we can get of that bad boy and play it through our ears at maximum volume. Anyway. I am jumping ahead of myself. Of course, let me say hello to the guys. So start off with you, Dave. How are you? What have you been up to since the last time we spoke?
Well, bearing in mind today, as we record this, today is 119 day,
It
the
is.
most important day of the year by none.
Happy Lacuna Coil Day, guys.
Indeed. Happy Lacuna Coil
Oh
Day.
That's an indication of Mike's been singing too loudly, Lacuna Coil, if you can sing
Yeah,
Lacuna Coil
my
too
voice didn't
loudly.
work then.
Yes, so it is the most
so,
important
so
day of
yeah.
the year. So,
So
absolutely.
it's been a good day, basically. Running around preparing for the Coiler karaoke, which we haven't done for a very long time, and it was great fun to resurrect for a while.
It was indeed, yes. Yeah, we were just talking before we started recording, weren't we? That it's been since December 23, and we get. Yeah, we've got over 30 people on the karaoke today, and it's always messy. It's always silly,
But that's the fun of it.
but it's always heartwarming, isn't it? We love it. And it was one of those things that was set up during lockdown, and I think a lot of us will say we really needed it. And now we're back in, I want to say to normality, but I'm not quite sure there's anything normal about the world in which we live in today. But we're no longer tied to our microphones and speakers and stuck in our bedrooms or kitchens or wherever it is we were locked in during COVID times. But that still doesn't mean there isn't a lot of fun to be had in seeing everybody and singing along to Lacuna Coil. I generally believe,
It's a great
yeah.
way to keep connected with the community as well.
It really is, yeah.
Having that almost face-to-face connection, it's a nice little difference.
Indeed. Now, it's probably, my memory serves me correct. Correctly, the last time we recorded it was before Christmas. So without this turning into the "What did you do over the Christmas holiday" podcast, which I'm sure no one wants to listen to, not even us, really. We just say it because it's polite, right? How was your Christmas? I've stopped listening at this point, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. But have you been up to anything interesting since the last time we spoke?
I'll tell you what, I've been eating. I got fat, fatter.
Fair enough. Is that like cheese and cake?
It's like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's just Christmas.
It's Chris.
No,
It's
but
Christmas food.
the body is now screaming out saying, I don't care what time of year it was. Please stop filling me full of food.
Yes. Christmas food. I think Christmas calories are a bit like tour money.
Yes.
It's like,
Well,
oh, it's tour money. It doesn't matter. It's tour
but Christmas calories last for the rest of the year.
money. Indeed. They are the gift that keeps on giving, aren't they? Yeah, I've got to get on
We
myself.
all do the same, actually. I'm from Hungary, and in Hungary, everything is full of big fat and sugar. So you can imagine how much gain I weight, how much weight I gained during the last
That's
two or
just,
three weeks.
it's just a nightmare, isn't it? So you've been eating a lot of your day. Okay, fair enough.
Unfortunately, yes.
What about you, Mike? What have you been up to since the last time we spoke?
Christmas, I only had one day off, so it was between Christmas and New Year. But New Year's Day, I went to Italy, which is
Nice.
the first time I've ever flown New Year's Day. And I said to myself, I go to a party, a big party that my friend hosts at his house. And I said, I will need to leave at 2 a.m. at the latest and don't have too much to drink. And as they always expect me to, I was one of the first to arrive. And I was the last person to leave at 20 past four. So when I set the alarm at 8 because I had to leave it, get picked up for the airport at 10. And that was a bit of a struggle. And then in the airport, I probably looked like somebody that had flu, that I was just very, very hot.
Your
And
sweats.
yes. So,
Was it busy? I mean, I've never was it.
it was surprising because I thought an airport on New Year's Day, I thought could go one of two ways, empty or rammed,
Yeah.
and it was busier than it would be in the summer. It was
Wow.
very, very surprising.
I mean, there you go. I was expecting it to be like dead silent, 28 days
Yeah,
later in an
yeah, I
airport kind
did.
of thing.
You struggled to find a seat anywhere in the terminal. It was chaos.
Oh, there we
So,
go. I wonder what, I mean, obviously you've got reasons, but I can't ever imagine wanting to go anywhere on New Year's Day. But I guess some people
yeah,
just want to start the year with a flight. There you
with a
go.
bang. Yeah,
Yeah, with a bang.
exactly. Yeah.
And you started it with a hangover and a feeling of being sick.
Yes, and then the flight.
And then
Yeah.
a flight. Well, I'm glad everything worked out
Thank you.
aside from the alcohol poisoning that you put you through, you put yourself
Probably,
through.
yeah.
You've only got yourself to blame on it. That's all there
Exactly,
is.
exactly.
So, Joel, how are you? First time on the podcast, but what have you been up to over the last couple of weeks? What's keeping you busy at the moment?
I've been basically working. I didn't do anything else apart from this. Actually, we started the Christmas holidays with my wife by being sick.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
I started a couple of days before Christmas with a sore throat and the usual nasty flu-like stuff.
Yeah.
Then she continued, and we spent a couple of days in bed, and then we went to home to visit my parents. But basically, it was quiet, and it was a peaceful time, in spite of being mildly sick.
Oh dear.
I didn't. I did. I really had a quite a lot of time to record guitars and play around with my music stuff, and I'm quite grateful for this quiet period of times because otherwise during the rush of the year you don't have time to do such things.
It's
You don't
true.
have enough energy to concentrate.
Yeah, it's true. I think Christmas and this period of time. I don't want to put this. It's like you need to put in effort into entertaining or being entertained. And there is a level of energy needed there. You know, sometimes you just want to sit down and chill out and do your own thing. And yet I think the convenience of all friends and relatives, generally speaking, being off work at the same time sets this level of expectation that you're all going to meet up or you're going to invite people over or be invited somewhere. And I think that can be quite stressful, actually. So I got the balance right. I had some time with the family and did a few fun things, but without really kind of burning the candle, shall we say. I think the most recent thing that I got to was it was my wedding anniversary. This will please Dave, a couple of weeks ago, and my wife and I decided that we would build some Lego together.
Yay!
So that's what we did. Dave's probably already seen it, but you can get a couple of little bears on the Lego website that hold flowers, and there's like a little thing. I think they might have been for Valentine's Day, but I saw it. I thought, what a great little anniversary gift! And it was, I think, really cheap for Lego. And I bought it, got it delivered, and we just made it together. And it probably took us about an hour, kind of thing,
You see,
to do.
some Lego is actually reasonably priced. It's the branded stuff that really
Yeah,
gets
yeah,
expensive.
yeah, yeah. This wasn't branded, but it was just a little bear. And another little colour bear. There was like a brown bear and what, like a panda bear. And they're standing in a bed of flowers. And one's holding a piece of chocolate, and the other one's holding a bunch of flowers. And there's a heart on the stand behind them. It's very cute. It's about this. It's not very big. It's, say, a couple of hundred pieces.
I like this,
So,
but Mike's definitely out completely outvoting there because I know Joel likes a bit of Lego now and again as well.
there you go.
So you're
Bother
on your
me.
own, Mike, you see.
Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Your opinion about Lego.
Well, it should.
that's kind of what I've been up to. Let's talk a bit about Lacuna Coil news, actually. Gravity's dropped last couple. I felt like I needed to say it because someone was gonna.
Well grounded, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So the single from Lacuna Coil, part of Sleepless Empire, dropped last week, and then dropped with a video. It was last Friday. There was a kind of a YouTube live, wasn't there, with the band were on and talking about it and stuff. Without going into too much detail, I'm really impressed with it. I loved the song. I felt it was immediately catchy. I think this kind of ties a little bit to what I'm going to say about Comalize, the song, actually. But I really feel that There's something really special about Lacuna Coil when they mix languages, right? And they're obviously, we've seen the use of Latin a couple of times, you know, and they've done it here. And obviously in the past, they've sung in both English and Italian. And I don't know, that extra language adds a bit of dimension, right? You know, Veneficium feels it as well. It makes it feel a bit more epic. I don't know. And it really caught my imagination. And when I got excited, I spoke to Andy about it just before he came out, and he said the video's coming out today and it's gothic, and it's just, it's goth. And I was like, all right then. And I remember replying to him later, going, well, that really is quite goth, isn't it? Because that, you know, that video is all dark and falling and all kinds of weird stuff going on. So
It's
yeah, that
black and red and death.
it's black and red and stuff. Yeah, it's but yeah, I think it's a really, really good video as well. So we got that. Valentine's Day is the day that Sleepless Empire is coming out, which is less than a month away now. That's its day of release. I can't decide whether it's a blessing or a curse to people that it's doing that day. It feels like Lacuna Coil fans, everywhere will be going, well, I mean, we could go out, but I might just want to stay at home and listen to a new album, kind of thing. And I suppose if you're in a relationship with people where both people love Lacuna Coil, then that's a great way to spend an evening. But you might be going, well, I was hoping we could go out for a steak dinner. Yeah, we can do that tomorrow. It's fine. I've got a new album.
It's a true test of priorities, isn't
It really is a test of priorities. And of course, if you're in the UK, or even if you're not and you want to travel, Lacuna Coil are in HMV. They come into the UK. The whole band's coming over, I believe, to the UK to HMV Marble Arch to do a signing session and a meet and greet. Which puts further strains on existing relationships, because like not only you're like, I'm gonna listen to a new album, but you might even be going, yeah, I'm going out.
Yeah. I was like, hello dear, I love you. However,
Yes, I am, however, my favorite band has got a new album out today, so I am going into London and I might be back later on, but yeah, bye. So that's another thing. But that's still pretty cool. I mean, I've loved all the songs we've heard so far, so I'm looking forward to hearing the rest. And I'm also arranging something a little bit special on the day, so I will be there. I can't reveal too much because I'm still working on the details, but there might be some sort of prize related empty spiral giveaways type thing. So
Ooh, you tease.
I know, I have a tease, yes. So for those of you who aren't aware, you can go to hmv.com. We will put the link in the show notes, and sign up for it. Come along and get yourself the album, get it signed, get to meet the band, and maybe you receive a little prize, little present, and maybe even win a little something. We'll see, as I say. But I look forward to seeing as many people as possible on the 14th of February for what might be the largest and most romantic outing I've ever had. And of course, the other thing worth remembering, of course, is as we're leading up to the album release, we're seeing the band more places, a bit more promotion going on, especially online, a bit more visibility. A couple of things that have kind of, I thought, been quite cool is the Kerrang! In Conversation podcast with Christina. I posted it on Empty Spire earlier on this week. I really enjoyed the podcast. It covered up a lot of ground during its hour. Asked that there was lots of questions that and conversation that really I haven't really heard covered before, about, you know, Christina's getting involved in the band, a bit about the history of the band, her geekdom, but kind of went in a few other directions, which I really quite liked, and then talked at length about Sleepless Empire, you know, the kind of the artwork and where the name came from and stuff like that. So it's definitely worth a listen. And the second thing, this one's on YouTube, which was interview with Marco on the Rift Hard podcast or YouTube channel. I'm not quite sure how best way to describe it. Again, it's about an hour long, and he's talking about creating the music. And again, if you're interested in creating music, hearing it from someone that isn't the singer, I think is really quite interesting, because he was talking about being an engineer as well. Because a lot of the conversation was about what it is to produce and engineer music, and what he's learned and how he's got his own style and so forth. So it really felt like a conversation for engineers of music, I found it absolutely fascinating without really understanding what was going on beneath the covers. But it was good to hear his opinion and, you know, some of his statements about what singers demand and want and the differences between the people making the music and the art and the singing artists, I think was quite interesting. So they're definitely
part of that. Yeah. I think a very interesting part of the whole interview throughout was that Mackie was almost saying he wasn't a musician because he's not been trained in any way. Everything is done by ear. And like you say, sort of picked up along the way and learnt and developed. He literally learnt his craft over the years.
Yes.
Not just producing, but creating the music as well.
Yes. Yeah.
That whole facet was really fascinating.
Mm. Yeah. As you said, he was a chef first and foremost, and now he's become a musician, but it's almost like he fell into that role, as it were. And he was also talking about how a lot of things get done by ear. One of the questions that that he was asked was, you know, how do you know if a note's out, if a note's wrong? You know, and it was like, he just felt he kind of knows. He doesn't need to, the musical theories doesn't help him. He just kind of knows. And, you know,
it just sounds horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a really lovely discussion about how it could feel almost painful when the note's wrong and how different engineers deal with that and how they deal with artists that are in, you know, forcing the music that they've written, forces them to sing in a key that's not right for them. Anyway, we're kind of spoiling it. Definitely worth a watch. Highly recommend it. So that's a sort of a couple of bits of news from the world of Lacuna Coil. But as I say, do look out for us in London on the 14th of February. We will be there and it'll be great to see people as well. You never know, it might be time for a beer or two or whatever. We'll try to work something out on the day. So there we go. Right. Well, we're not alone today. We have Jolt with us. Welcome, sir. Thank you very much for joining us on the Empty Spiral podcast.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. As I said before, this is a bit like a load of friends sitting around in a bar, just chilling out, supping on a wine or a beer or whatever our poison is, and just talking. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? You mentioned Hungary earlier, but tell us more about where you are in Hungary.
Yeah, I'm from Hungary. I was born in the countryside, but then because of my job, I moved to Budapest. Mm-hmm. I'm basically a neuroscientist. I work for a pharma company as a researcher. But actually, this is the technical part of my life. What really interests me is music.
Right.
Good. I love my job. I wouldn't deny it, but... Mm-hmm. But my biggest passion throughout all my life was music. I've been a big fan of bands, including Lacuna Coil, of course. And first and foremost, this band has always been one of my biggest favorites. And I also create music. I have a solo project where I do everything practically by myself, from programming MIDI drums to recording guitars and bass lines.
So
this is what really puts me into the mood and drives me.
We have to get you a Mackie in a room and you can talk for hours on the creation and production of music.
yeah it's a time consuming hobby, actually. So I have a couple of guitars and I have a whole wall full of guitars and this is something that most of the people don't really understand, but this is actually my life since my age of 11 or 20
oh, wow.
or something like that, 12
wow.
or something like this. Yeah.
Wow. So you've been at it some time then. It sounds like you collect guitars and musical instruments like other people collect books. You've got sort of walls.
Yeah, we can say this. Yeah.
So tell me how you got into Lacuna Coil. How did you discover them?
Oh, I discovered the band, let's say 25 years ago, mm-hmm. when they first released their first EP and then the first album, of course. I immediately got into this music because I always loved this dark epic, melancholic type of music with this intriguing, very, very thought-provoking lyrics. So this is a mix that always fascinates me, and throughout the years I somehow grew into the Lacuna Coil feeling. But the turning point for me was really the lockdown. I remember I was sitting alone in my room listening to the Live from the Apocalypse live
Oh
stream
yeah,
concert.
of course, yeah.
Yeah, and it was such a revelation. So the world seemed to us falling apart, and my favorite band was singing and playing from an empty concert hall, and it was. I wouldn't say that it was a melancholic feeling, but it was really, really a thought-provoking feeling. And then I somehow slipped into the community too, because I don't even know where, but I discovered that there are these Lacuna Coil karaoke parties.
Oh yeah.
And it was like and it was like going to the church every Saturday evening.
Yep.
There was a Zoom meeting, and I was really expecting to be there. And even though I can't sing, and I can't really participate in the fun part, because I'm an introverted type of person, and I more or less listen to the things rather than shout and sing and something like this. But still, it was such a heartwarming feeling to be part of something bigger than myself. And then the revelation was when Christina and Andy and Maki suddenly appeared on the live streams.
Yep.
So this is
Surprised a lot of people that did, didn't it?
yeah, because you know, usually you don't really know the feeling when bands take care so much on their own fans. And this is also something that I would like to highlight, because normally bands live their own life, and fans live their own life too, and these two lines of living don't really come together in one point. But it seems to me that Lacuna Coil, the members of Lacuna Coil, take so good care on their fans, like no, I don't know what happens about the other bands, but this is really something. This is really a very heartwarming feeling for me.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes them unique, but it's certainly, I'm not aware of any other band that do this. And I'm sure there are other bands, but as I say, I'm not that. I don't know that much about the every single band, of course, across all different musical genres, but like most of us, I make the assumption that you have the band, you have their music or their performance, and then you have the fans, and the interaction that the fans have with the band is via their music. So to circumvent the music in some respects and have a direct connection with the band is something that is, I'd say, unusual. Yeah, it's unusual across the industry or the genre, whatever you want to call it. So the fact that over lockdown, especially, we had, Christina with her Twitch channels and still have. And then, as you say, we set up the karaoke, people come along, and then, we send a message to Cree and say, "Hey, guess what? Do you want to join us?" And she's like, "Yeah, that'd be amazing." And bing, up she pops one day and everybody goes crazy. And I'm like, "Who the hell is that?" And soon Andy and then Mackie, and probably my favorite anecdote I need to share it with you, because I think this will resonate with you, shall it, is that Mackie wanted to join the karaoke one day, and he wanted to know what we were playing so that he could get his guitar ready, because he wanted to play bass, all right, through the whole thing, and he needed to get it all set up.
So you can rehearse.
So he wanted to rehearse to make sure that he got it all right. And I'm like, "Mate, this is just a load of people across the internet just singing your music, right?" And it's like, and that's not the point. He's such a perfectionist. He was like insisting on rehearsing it and making sure that when he joined, he would be able to play all of the bass line for all of the songs we were singing. And you've got to love him for that, haven't you? I mean, it's just a load of fans hanging out, and he wanted to prepare as if it was a live show.
But yeah, a full live drum set from
And for
Richard as well,
Richard as
didn't
well, yeah, he did.
he? Yeah. Played the
Exactly.
whole set.
And you kind of go, what did we start? She's so sure. It's like people it's turning up. That interaction is amazing. Yeah, it's incredible to get that. So when the sort of post lockdown or even pre-lockdown, have you had a chance to see the band like in the flesh, live as it were, at a show?
I actually never saw the band. The only time when I could see the band was in Milan,
Right.
2 years ago when the Comalize reissue party was
Yeah.
in October or something like this. I somehow always missed them. It's a shame because they were here in 2019 or something like this. There was a Budapest station of the European tour, but I was somewhere else, probably on a business trip or I don't know. But I couldn't see them. So it was such a huge experience for me. We decided with my friend to buy his flight tickets and then immediately go to Milan and see the band
Nice.
because this was such a hype for us. And
Yeah.
then. It was worth the effort with and the time.
You chose a good show to travel for, right? The Coma Live
Yeah.
event in October that year was sublimely good. And what was amazing was to see so many people from across the community, the global community, because this was a one-off special event, much like the 119 show in 2018. You kind of see the passion of Lacuna Coil fans when you realize that it's not just the Italian fans that turned up at a Milan show, it's people from across the globe that traveled to see Lacuna Coil for this one-off show. That gives you an idea of just how powerful the fan base is, right? How big the Coiler community is.
Yeah, people were extremely friendly there. And actually, this was the first time when I met David.
Yes.
Yeah. Very special time.
Yeah, I completely miss you, and I feel terrible and very guilty that I didn't catch you on the day. I'm sure Mike feels the same way. We need to correct that at some stage in the near future.
No, we were late with my friends, so we didn't really have the chance to go straight before the stage. So,
Well, we'll make up for it next time. We'll
yeah.
find us out. Maybe we can come to Hungary. I mean, we know that they're planning a European tour. It's inevitable. Probably the back end of this year, I'm sure. I can't help but they think that they wouldn't be. We know they've got festivals. You kind of when you've been seeing Lacuna Coil for so long, it enters into this bit of a kind of pattern, isn't there? And I think Andy mentioned it in a interview that I saw on a web site recently. It was like you get the American tour at the first half of the year, you get the summer festivals, then you get the European tour. It's just like the kind of the pattern of so I'm hoping that we'll get something exciting and give us an opportunity to get together at the end of this year. Fingers crossed, mate. So let's talk about the music then. So you said before that you yourself, your passion is music. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us how what that project's all about and what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, it started a couple of years ago. Actually, it started when I was around 20 or 25. We had a band. Everyone has a band when he's 25 or something like this. But we were quite serious about it. Then we started rehearsing music and even started recording something. It was a mixture of power metal and maybe a little bit more harsh stuff like death metal or thrash metal, but then we somehow with my friends with whom we were in the same band we split because I went to Munich. I was living in Germany for a couple of years, and my friend went to London. So the band was somehow finished, and then we didn't do anything for a few years, and I didn't have a chance because I came back to Hungary and started a career in a pharmaceutical company, and I didn't really have the chance to start something seriously. But 5 or 6 years ago, the technology somehow led us to build a home studio. For a reasonable price, and we And I started to think that I can't do it alone. I don't really have to wait for for someone to join me, because the technology really let me record bass lines, guitar lines, and MIDI program drums. And so I just started to invent my own
Wow.
music. And it's actually instrumental music right now, but I'm already working on another album, and probably it will include vocals too. So it's
Your
sort
vocals or
of
someone
pro.
else's vocals?
No, I will do some backing vocals, but I don't really sing.
Okay.
I have a Swedish friend. He will provide the vocals. So the music is some sort of progressive thrash experimental metal, with a lot of other influences from the classical music, from electronic scenes, and also I'm really trying to be open-minded and to incorporate other fields like jazz or folk music also. So it's a mix, but basically it's a progressive thrash metal.
And it's called so it's called Dark Wave. Is that the name of the project?
This is the name of the project is Dark Wave. Actually, the name came from not the genre, but from one of the tracks from a band called Nevermore.
Oh yeah, I know Nevermore. Yeah.
They had an album, The Dreaming Neon Black, and there is a song, I am entitled "I Am the Dog," and there is a line there which really hit me hard. It was something like this: the dark wave comes, sanity slips away, and I scream from the alcove, I am the dog. And
Nice.
this is the dark wave, that this feeling of dark wave came from there.
Nice. And now I've got the latest, I believe, the release, Thanatology. This one?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was,
Yeah. I really like it, by the way. It's
Thank
currently
you very
in.
much.
I don't play many CDs because as much as I hate to admit it, I'm either a streaming overgrow from one end of sort of streaming because it's convenient, or buying vinyls. So I've got like one way left in the house of playing CDs, which is the Blu-ray player on my PC, but it's currently in there and it gets played on a regular basis. So I
Oh,
really
thank you
like
very
it. And I
much.
really enjoy the diversity in it, actually. You know, you said that you it's different types of guitar music. Is there I mean, you've obviously already mentioned Nevermore from the name as a inspiration, but musically, what are the bands that inspire you when you're in your project, your Dark Wave project?
I have quite a few inspirations, ranging from Mekong Delta. It is actually a German progressive metal, thrash metal band, and also Voivod, Pestilence, something like this. But
Nice.
I would say the main influences are Mekong Delta and Nevermore.
Okay, cool. And so you're working on the next part of the project, which might include vocals. So you've got time scales, or is this like a hobby? You kind of it's ready when it's ready kind of thing.
Fortunately, it's like a hobby, so I don't do it for making money. And then I'm quite free to use my own timelines and my own deadlines. I try not to stress myself. With the first three records, I really tried to push myself too hard. And this time I would like to just take a deep breath and relax, and try to let it happen as fast as it wants.
Fair enough.
I already have five or six songs, let's say 80% ready, but I'm still waiting for more inspiration, because I would like to develop into a more diverse set of songs.
Okay. Cool. Well, I look forward to hearing whatever comes next in whatever form it's in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bringing this back to Lacuna Coil for a moment, is there anything in their music that inspires you? You know, obviously you say they're one of your favorite bands, you've been following for a while, but what is it about them that kind of draws your attention musically?
Yeah, of course. Let me turn back to the Black Anima record, because this is for me the Black Anima album is, I don't know, it's probably my favorite album ever.
Okay,
It
wow.
it has even though I'm more or less like a death of thrash metal type of guy, but still this album is really exceptional because the music and the lyrics are in such a deep harmony with each other, and somehow, especially the song Beneficium, was so deeply emotional for me that it stirred something deep inside. I even had the Latin lyrics tattooed on my arm.
Wow.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, it
this
goes.
is.
It's definitely more than skin deep then at this point then.
I'm really looking forward to do in my musical career something so deeply emotional like this song. So because this is like a musical idol for me. This song steered something in my soul that it's very hard to express in words, because it's more than the feeling of like Christina said in one of the interviews, that it's a cry of pain from, or cry or ang of anguish or something like this. She said something like this, and it was not just a cry of pain from the depth of the world, but also it shows a glimmer of hope, and this duality of the feelings is something that really inspires me, and it makes me really into the music.
It's really powerful,
And
isn't
also
it?
I love this progressive vibes also. So like on the Delirium album and the Black and also on their latest albums, they use more and more progressive metal elements, and they started to get right into the more rough stuff. And it's not just the gothic metal, but it's something more, something deeper than the simple gothic metal vibes.
So it's like
But
they're
this is
going in
something
the
what,
direction that you where you are. It's like they're coming towards you.
So
Yeah.
we
Amazing.
yeah it's for me it's more easy to it's easier to resonate with the latest albums, like with the previous ones. But even though I love all their works.
But right now, Beneficium from Black Anima is the song for
Yeah,
your musical
this is
epiphany
the
from Luna
this
Kuduk.
is the yeah absolutely this is the number one song for me.
Wow. So I'm bringing this to conversation to a close. You said that you really felt that you became more aware of the community during lockdown, the karaoke community, and so forth. And obviously, you went to the Chroma Live event in 2022, in October 2022. So, question I ask everybody that comes on the podcast: what does being a Lacuna Coil fan mean to you, Jean?
Oh, it's a very tough question. For me, being a Lacuna Coil fan means being a part of a community that is based on a very inspirational music, and also being a part of the community that involves people who resonates with the same things like me.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. That family, we really are bound together by that really strong glue that is the inspirational music, as you very well put it there. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Thank you for giving me a
Thank
chance to talk about all these things.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. We'll put links up to Dark Wave and your project in the show notes and encourage people to check it out, because, as I say, I'm not joking. We'll say that the, I want to say, six different songs that you've got, six music bits, pieces of music on Thanatology. They're all different. They're really interesting. I've listened to them a few times now, and they make a nice soundtrack for when I'm doing things around the house as well. So thank you very much for that. It's
Thank you so much.
Your music is inspiring as well. Okay, is
Thank
that?
you, thank you.
I'll leave it there. Right. Well, we come on to the last review of the album Comalize XX now, which is the titular song. Is that right? Is that what we say? Titular? I think so. Titular.
Titular.
The title song, the title track of the album. There we go. Which is, of course, the last one, Comalize XX. Joel, you're going to stay with us to help us with the review? Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you very much.
Cool. Right. I don't know who's going to go first. I don't think it's me. We didn't really decide who it was going to be. I don't know. I'm going to point the finger at Mike and go, Mike, you can go first. You can tell us what you think of Comalize XX.
Okay. So this version is 30 seconds shorter, and that can be summed up with the punkiness of the opening, where you have gone of the dreamlike melodic parts of the original. And you start with a heavier opening. For me, the drums are more prominent in the mix. And you've got You Walk On By, the growly part with Andrea. I think, though, as it intertwines throughout the song, whilst it's heavier with the link with the whole theme of the album, Christina's parts, to me, are the link to the past with the original. Yes. And sound very similar to it. Obviously, it's more upbeat, I think, this version, because it's shorter. But I do love the emphasis of the whole vibe of the song, and especially the Italian part still in it. Mm. It seems to me to have more oomph in it, which, with the more oomph, it's as it is with everything, with other stuff they've done with Italian. It's unique to them and their identity. Mm-hmm. And I really like it. The growls, obviously, the theme of the album, as I say, but with the Christina parts and other things, it's a link to the past, especially her part, stumbling your soul, give yourself to me. That's so my favorite bit. Incredible. Exactly like the last version. So, yeah. All good for me.
It's interesting how you, sorry, I'm not going to reflect too much, I've got my own to come, but it's really interesting you say that, you've said this a few times, that the link to the past is Christina's vocals. But the modern part is Andy's growls, and I think that's really interesting, because I think it is true in the most part. Right? Although Christina does use her voice in new ways, mostly the vocals from her are similar, if not the same, but similar to the 2002 version. Whereas, of course, the vast majority of Andy's cleaned vocals from that time have become growl vocals. So that's where we've got this change in the vocal lines, haven't we?
Yeah, and I think the switch works well, because that's the direction they've gone in the last, from Black Anima onwards. That seems to be how they've evolved.
Yeah.
And but with the link with her, it's like the pattern of with other stuff on the album. It follows, I think, the direct link to the past, which I think is good. If they'd have switched it completely round with Christina completely changing things, I don't think it would have the same impact for me. Because it is XX after all, so it's just an evolvement of the original, isn't it, for me?
Yeah.
I think,
I think we probably reflected a couple of times where the songs haven't needed that direction.
No.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag for some of them, I think.
Yeah, do you think Comalize as a song warranted the direction of taking Andrea into the growl vocals?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think yes, because it follows the pattern of what they're trying to do with the whole album. But at the same time, they could have stripped it completely back and left it as it was to end with. So it goes full circle at that point.
Okay. Interesting.
For me, I don't know whether that would work as well, though. Because
I think there would be an expectation that every song is different from the original, though. So if they'd have left that one the same, people would have probably raise questions about it, but yeah,
exactly. No, and it depends how long you follow them as well, I guess. If you were around for the original, that might not work as well as if you've only followed them 5 years.
Yeah, we should talk about this one more, because I have this question, an unanswerable question.
Yeah.
And my question is, how many, as a percentage, and it's not going to be a big percentage, but I'm sure there is going to be a reasonable number of people that discovered Comalize via Comalize XX first. Do you see what I mean?
I think it'll be bigger than you think.
They hadn't heard the original album at all, the original versions of the music at all, and they discovered Come Alive XX.
Then what do they prefer?
Question. Because, of course, you know, irrespective of which version of the album you got, whether it was digital or vinyl or CD or anything else in between, you got both versions of the album, you remember? So anybody new to Lacuna Coil, or certainly new to that album, Comalize, got a chance to listen to both versions, whether or not
Literally just blown my mind, because I've never, ever considered that someone actually might discover it that way around.
Well, there you go. Because there will be, won't there? There will be people.
I guess there must be, yeah. Well, that seems so bizarre as a concept.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, there'll be people that... It's just an extension of people discovering Lacuna Coil albums through different albums, right? And you know, that for those of us that have discovered it in the days of Home Alive or In a Reverie or the EP, like Jolt was saying, or Unleash Memories, which is when I discovered it, I've seen them evolve, right? But you have a certain sense of nostalgia about those albums, where there will be people that discovered them in Delirium or Black Anima when the growl vocals were far more prominent, as Jolt said earlier, and then we'll go back and go, oh god, he's singing clean vocals, or oh god, it's far slower and there isn't these big progressive riffs and the bass isn't as heavy and so forth, you know. It'd be lovely. For me, it's a bit like, you know, when you've read a book and then you go to the cinema to see the movie adaptation. You kind of have a set of expectations. It's those people that, you know, saw Dune but had never read the book. What did they think about the film?
And wouldn't that be interesting as well?
The Lord of the Rings. It's the same kind of feeling, isn't it?
But it'd be interesting, wouldn't it, if you compare the two as a first listen and you prefer XX, then you discover the original on the CD, but then you listen to something like Shallow Life.
Yeah,
complete boomerang, and then you go and then listen to Karma Code, because Karma Code is 20 years old next year.
Yeah.
Like when we all want that on the set list, a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's like when they played Virtual Environment and there was three of us in the crowd and that was when it was out.
Yeah, everybody was like, what the hell is this song? Yeah, we said this before.
It is such a wide topic that it would be interesting to meet somebody that's only just discovered this. Yeah.
Although, again, this is a segue. Sorry about this. But being Lacuna Coil Day, I listened to the entirety of the 119 show today.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Soul Into Hades live,
that version was
absolutely incredible. And I kind of... I'm not going to lie, I'd forgotten it. It'd probably been a year since I'd listened to that entire thing, and I just sat down and listened to it, and I was like, wow, that version.
Yeah.
On the night that I basically creamed myself when they started playing that, because that was my...
All right, TMI.
All-time number one request that I figured they would never, ever play live.
Yeah.
And they started, and it's like, oh, my God.
Anyway, so the past, the present. Different versions of Comalize XX.
Weave together.
Interesting. I feel like we could carry on talking about that particular broader topic for the rest of the evening. We can't afford to. So, Dave, give me your thoughts on the song Comalize XX. And I am going to, obviously, you've never given me your opinion on this song. So I'm going to ask for a little bit more about your opinion of the original versus the new version.
Yeah, they're very similar, actually.
Mm.
For slightly different reasons, but overall, it's down to the atmosphere. I think more than any song, this is perhaps the archetypal Lacuna Coil song because of how it's structured.
Like I say, both.
For only slightly different reasons.
Okay.
Because in both versions, it's the structure and the atmosphere which create an end product that, in my mind, defines a Lacuna Coil song.
Okay.
It's pretty and melancholy. Not pretty melancholy, but a pretty song in a melancholic style.
Okay.
So it's got a slow but purposeful guitar line. It's not all out, you know, thrashing riffs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's deliberate, which I think in many ways benefits the songs. You don't have to be all guns blazing. Sometimes the simple approach, the gentler approach, is actually can be stronger. And I honestly think this is one of those songs where that works. It's the Italian verse, which is obviously a nod to the home lands, the native tongue. It's very important for them to have that connection, and they've always said that it's perhaps difficult. They've never pretended to want to be a Rammstein and only sing in their native tongue. They've always acknowledged that it's going to have to be in English, but to have a big chunk of the song in Italian without it keeps their identity, but without losing any part of what they do, what they've done. It works really, really well. It's a very, very important to have that section. But to mix it with the English as well, it's perfect. It's the perfect mix. We'll talk about the XX version specifically, where the beginning has changed far better, in my opinion. It's not as slow and plodding, and you've got this far more creepy music box intro instead.
They like that, don't they? We've had that a few times. Creepy music
Mm.
box up intros.
It just seems
Got
to,
criticism, yeah.
yeah, it just seems that the change is beneficial to the song. You're saying about Andy's vocals. Again, I think this is something that's helped the XX version because it's more of an aggressive. When he's saying "you walk on by," it gives it more purpose.
I'll
It
deny
was
that.
almost lost before, not perhaps not lost, but it was certainly softer. It was a bit
I feel
more.
like the message that we were receiving and the way that the message was being delivered, there was a little, it was somewhat incongruous.
Yeah,
Whereas
it's
this, yeah, this now feels like we get it's a direct message and it's
a bit
quite, you know,
loose.
that growl vocals really brings out the message. No, I
Yeah,
get that.
it's sung in earnest.
I don't know what key earnest is, but
Yes, Christina's vocals are much the same as before, and this is where I pick back up on the whole envelope of the atmosphere of the song, because the XX version has retained the original feel of being something, say from the past. It's like Unleashed Memories, okay? And Unleashed Memories is by far my favorite album, even though it hasn't got the supercharged anthems that some of the other albums have. It's not an album for that. Songs, individual songs, they've got some absolute fucking bangers that are proper anthems, but they are songs. Unleashed Memories is a hug of a feeling of an album. And I find myself being more interested and compelled by it, because when a song finishes, I'm not singing the chorus. I just want to listen to it again because I think there's something I missed. And I would do that repeatedly because that was so nice. But you know what? I got swept away listening to it. I need to go back, start again, because I want that sensation again. And I can do that time and time again. And Comalized XX, the song, has that same feeling. It reminds me of the Unleashed Memories vibe, the feel, in that it's a perfect song for Lacuna Coil in a summary sense, but it's not a banger, it's not an anthem, but I want it on repeat.
It's interesting that you say that because it might be worth checking out episode 50 if you've not listened to it recently, and this just goes out to anybody, which is the original review of the song Comalize. And I think it was Russ at the time said he gets a real strong sense of Distant Sun from this song, which is obviously a song from Unleashed Memories, which I think kind of resonates with what you said there. There, it does have that feeling about it. Interesting, interesting. I'm getting the sense you like this one.
Much like the you'll say both versions are very similar in my opinion. But the XX does do enough tweaks to even improve. I would say this is not streamlined like some of the other versions, but it is, well, can we say just tweaked?
You can say just
and tweaked enough.
Yeah. Okay.
In the right ways. So it's highlighted. It's trimming a little bit of fat, and getting rid of some of the repetition that was perhaps felt on the original, and trim the fat and done a sort of a good cleanup without changing the vibe. So it's got the good feel still.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good summary. Joel, give us your views on Chromalize XX, the song.
You guys have so professionally summarized everything that I can barely add anything. But I always used to approach things from my emotional point of view, mm-hmm. and somehow the new version, the XX version, touched my soul in a deeper sense. Both versions have this sense of tragedy, and this is something that I really love in Lacuna Coil's music, this epic, tragical, in a very good sense, theatrical approach. And I think this kind of feeling is more pronounced in the XX version. I love both versions, actually. Chromalize is one of my favorite Lacuna Coil albums ever, but somehow I feel that the message and the overall feeling of the song came through a little bit more intensely in the XX version. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I think that's...
And this music box type of intro and the outro, like what David also mentioned, adds a very, I wouldn't say eerie, but some kind of really, really theatrical and tragic feeling.
It's a little bit of
song.
Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a
There is a menace in there. Yeah. I think we started to see that actually at the 119 show, where we got to see some of the kind of the creepy dancers, and they reinforced some of the intros there, especially when Christina was, you know, singing Wide Awake and a few of the other songs to the latter part of the set. You started to get this sort of synth. As you say, it's not kind of creepy, but it's I don't know, there's something music box about it, which is used quite a lot in horror movies, whether it's The Shining or It or something like that. You know, there's always this allusion to an innocence which has been corrupted somehow, which comes across in the music. Yeah. Okay, cool. So what I'm hearing, Joel, is that the Chromalize XX one has a greater emotional impact on you than the other one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So my own views on this song. Okay, so I'm a big fan of Blade Runner. All right. The original 1984, or is it two? I can't remember. The original film Blade Runner. Not everybody's into it. A lot of people say it's too slow. I really love it. And when I found out in the last decade that Denis Villeneuve was bringing out Blade Runner 2049, a new version, but a sequel to it, I said, Blade Runner does not need a sequel. All right. So, but when I saw Blade Runner 2049, I thought it was great. And I thought to myself, although Blade Runner didn't need a sequel, I'm glad it has this one. This is the sequel it didn't need, but I'm glad it's got. And that's how I feel about Chromalize XX compared to the original Chromalize. Chromalize did not need a sequel. It was a great song, okay? It was of emotional impact. Yes, it was nearly 5 minutes long. And yes, there were bits where it was slow, but it was like a kind of a slow burn book. It builds up over time. And I enjoyed it for that. It was also a perfect outro to the album. We'd had highs and lows, we'd had dips, we'd have some epic songs. And at the end, just when we need the kind of the chill out zone, we get the do-do-do-do, and we fade out with Chromalize. So I didn't think it was one of those songs that when I knew that they were bringing out Chromalize XX, the album, I was a little worried that they were going to break it. They were going to try to turn it into something it didn't need to be, because I really didn't have a problem with the original. But I'm glad we've got it. In fact, I'm so glad we got it. It is my Blade Runner 2049. Okay. I really am so pleased with the tweaks, as you say, Dave, that they've made. You know, they have shortened it. They've trimmed the fat. I love the original intro. I don't think it's plodding, but I like Andy's growls and that shorter intro even more, where he starts off, "You walk on my just straight into it. Okay. Christina's vocals, I'm so happy that they're not changed and they're still that kind of Beauty and the Beast element to it. But for me, the bit that I love more than anything else, okay, and there's two things I really, really love, but this is the top one, is the combined growl and clean vocals that you get. Okay, and it's really clearly mixed here in this song. But you don't lose either of the voices. You can hear them. They're so distinct. The mixing is so well done. But they harmonize so well. And Dave, you said that songs like Home and Eyes, where they're singing in different languages, is sort of the, you know, it's the epitome of a Lacuna Coil song. Mm. And I agree with you. But also the epitome of a Lacuna Coil song is the harmony between Andrea and Christina. You know, Christina singing alone is great, but it's not Lacuna Coil. I need both of them to be Lacuna Coil for me. As much as I love some of the songs we've had with Christina, they're beautiful songs, but I need both of them together.
And yeah. Also, like you say, harmony rather than call and response.
Yes.
Which is often pattern.
It's literally singing at the same time. It's a perfect harmony. And I absolutely adore it in this song. It's my favorite part. The second part, just to sort of summarize that, to sort of close that point off about there being two parts, is the reprise and then that really slow return of Christina's clean vocals that you mentioned, Mike, right? I love that bit, you know, wandering from you, hitting in my desire as she comes back.
Best part for me.
Yeah, and then you get that, and then you know, she gets a chance to say those lines, and then boom, the bass hits, and then Andrea's growl vocals hits. Just wow. Just sort of chilling, you know. The hairs on my arm stand on end when I hear that bit. And if Caramelize was the perfect outro to the album in 2002, given how heavier and more growl vocals there are and more layers there are to the music, the maturity of the music, Caramelize XX has maintained its identity as being the perfect outro to the album of 2022. If you see what I mean? And I think that's what it feels like. That's what you're saying, is that it's evolved, but it's evolved at the right pace in the right way. They've done enough to it to give it that extra emotional nudge, to give it that extra emotional impact and be the perfect outro. I love it. I even love we get that little bit of piano and the soft reprise, and then boom, it comes in again. Great song. But we don't know the answer to the puzzle, though, do we?
No.
That we still don't know the true link between When a Dead Man Walks, Self-Deception, and this song. It was mentioned once back in 2002 that they are a triumvirate of songs. Okay. What is the link? We suspect that this song is about reflection or remorse or maybe even punishment for what
seeking
happened.
Redemption.
Seeking redemption for what happened. We know that when a dead man walks, someone was killed for a crime. We know that self-deception relates to that crime. We know that this is either redemption or punishment for that crime. That is a really interesting meta story that we still don't know the answer to.
There's a novel to be written there somewhere.
There is definitely a novel to be written there. In these three songs. And I've not reflected on what that might be for a very long time, but I was reminded when I looked up details about Caramelize the song again and remembered it. And I now wonder whether or not the band remembered that when they wrote the new version of this Self-Deception and the new version of Caramelize, did they still intentionally keep that hook, or does it not matter because the hook was already there in the lyrics? Anyway, I digress and I should stop. It's a song that, much like a lot of the songs, in fact, arguably all the songs on Caramelize XX, the original did not need, but I'm glad we have it, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So let's talk numbers, shall we? Sort of a final summary. So back in episode 30, when we first reviewed Caramelize the song, Mike, you gave it a 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I gave it an 8 out of 10, and Russ also gave it an 8 out of 10. So what are you going to give Caramelize XX now?
Well, if I could give it more than a 10, I would do.
You can't go doing that. It's a 10 out of 10 number in scheme.
It's a very, very top-end 10. Yes.
It's a top-end 10. All right. So for you, it's up there with the best of anything they've ever done.
Yeah, I think it's
Okay.
good.
You think it's good? I love that. I'll give it 10 out of 10. I think it's good. Just play that number down. Why don't
It's
you?
pretty decent.
It's not bad. It's a nice track. All right. What about you, Dave? What are you going to give Caramelize XX? And maybe you can sort of share what you think of Caramelize, the song, if different.
Yeah, the original one, I'd have probably given it an 8, 8.5,
Yeah, okay.
something like that. And this has improved on it. It would be tempting to give it the perfect 10 because, as I've hinted, it kind of is the perfect Lacuna Coil song. I don't know. I don't know why I've got certain reservations not to do it and like strip it back to maybe a 9.5 or even a 9, which seems really, really mean. And I don't know why I'm thinking that.
No one's going to criticize you. You give the number what your heart tells you. It's fine.
Because and more than anything, I've given the tens to, the absolute perfections like Ghost Woman the Hunter and Tightrope, I think were the only tens I gave. And I'll probably stick to a 9.5 for this purely because it doesn't have that last nudge of being an anthem that the other songs do. So it's pretty much got everything, but it's not the supercharged banger as well.
Okay.
So being really, really harsh, I'm going to give it a nine and a
You're
half.
a bitter old man at this point. You give it a
Yes.
9.5 out of 10 because it's not an anthem. Okay, yeah, no problem. So what do you think? What do you think, Joel? Ten
I
out of
tend
ten
to
or
agree with David for
all
the
right then.
exact same reasons because I have an idea of what a perfect Lacuna Coil song is, and for me it's always When I Feed You. Right now, maybe there will be another one. And Gravity tends to be a 10 too, but let's say it's close to 10, but it's not that emotional, not that catchy for me, like When I Feed You, but it's still very close to this, so it's a 9.5 for me too.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna lie, you two of you have convinced me because I'm sorry, Mike. I had this down at a 10, but I actually think it probably is a 9.5 for the
Full
reasons that you
circle,
said.
though. My argument would be the full circle of
Yeah,
how
I
it
know, I
can be.
know. I am sitting here in the middle, not sure
How about
whether.
9.75?
Well, I would ridicule myself if, I mean, I ridiculed Mike the first time he said, 0.5 of something. Like, oh, for God's sake, can we not, we've got 10 numbers. Can we not use them and just not go to more? But even I'm like, I don't know. Like,
But it opens the additional topic, like you said, of comparing if there was somebody
yeah.
that picked up the record.
What would they do?
Yeah, exactly.
No. You've committed. No, stop it. It's a 10.
Yay.
I've decided that Mike's won me out. It is a 10, and here's why. Not every Lacuna Coil song needs to be an epic. Not every Lacuna Coil song needs to hit me on an emotional level, like One Cold Day or End of Time or Beneficium or Entwined needs to.
There
They
is
don't
still power in subtlety.
need to do that. But this song adds such a great dimension to the original. It's got that perfect vocal line, the perfect harmony. It's got a great reprise. Annie's growls have never been better. There's a maturity in the music. You can hear every single instrument, so I really enjoy the quality of the mixing. Okay, and I'm not really an audiophile, but when I can hear all the music and I can appreciate its maturity, then the song is doing something special. And it is a really cool chill out music which has an emotional heart to it, and I love it for that. So I'm going to give this a 10 out of 10.
Boom.
Fair.
Okay, that was a bit of a roller coaster ride talking about that song, actually. It really was. I was not expecting it to drive as much opinion as it did, but I guess that's just a reflection of how subtly influential it is. And I love the fact it is the title track of the album. I really like that. Somehow makes it even more special, in my opinion. But anyway,
Are you pushing it to 11 now?
no, I'm not pushing anything to 11. We stop at 10. I'm just saying I think it's really interesting that it is the title track, and I think that really kind of reflects just how special it is. So there you go, Caramelize XX. Guys, I think I don't know about you, but I'm out of words, which is that's saying a lot for me. I think we're at the end of this podcast. It's been epic. It really has. We've covered a
I
lot of
feel
ground.
emotionally spent.
I feel emotionally spent. I probably need to sit down in a dark room and listen to Comalize XX just to sort of get out a little bit. But you know, it's been absolutely delight speaking to you. We've had a great Lacuna Core day. I've listened to music all day. I got to sing my heart out, singing to the new songs, which I've not sung to before, with all of you guys. Shel, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the podcast. It really has. Thank you so much for joining us. And we hope you can join us again in the future and we can talk more. Or we meet up in Hungary or somewhere and have a beer or whatever. And just chew the cud as the cows do.
Or maybe I go to London and
Or
visit
you,
you.
yeah, or you come to London and visit us. That'd be
Yeah.
even more amazing. Well, obviously,
Okay.
convenient for me, but it'd be amazing.
I
Anyway,
will be
mate.
there in September, so I
Well, then we need to sort something out, don't you? That's
Okay.
exactly what I need to do. But anyway, I am spent. I am done for the day. I'm definitely have a few more Lacuna Core songs in me, so I'm definitely going to be heading out after the podcast and listen to a bit more Lacuna Core music. But thank you guys once again. I'm sure we will speak again very, very soon. And for everybody else listening, don't forget that you can check us out on iTunes and Spotify. Come over to the emptyspiral.net website. We've got a Discord community there. The Coiler community is spread across all of the socials. We never really did TikTok, so not that big a problem from the US perspective. Sorry, guys.
It's back. It's back tonight.
Is it back? Is it skipped? It's back. Okay, well, who
Yeah.
knows? I must have missed that message.
Yeah.
Who knows where it'll be by the time this podcast goes live?
We might be off again,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. But you'll find Coilers on Instagram. You'll find Coilers on lots of Coilers on Facebook, and I'm sure we're spreading across Blue Sky as well, slowly. Anyway, you'll find us wherever Lacuna Core music is enjoyed. And my ask of everybody listening to this podcast is go and play more Lacuna Core. And I wish you a good day.
Cheers, everyone.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.